I now invite the children to come sit up front as they're willing and able for the story for all ages, and also some of our actors to come up here. Jim?
Actually, we're going to be up on the stage if you want to sit down.
You all need to sit and face us, okay, guys? And anyone who's feeling young at heart can join us up here.
Yes.
You won't miss anything. Young in the knees, or young in the knees, who said that?
All right. So, long ago in Ireland, there were only a few wealthy landowners who owned great tracts of fertile land, while the poor were forced up into the rocky hills to eke out a living from the sparse soil up there. One year, the crops went particularly bad, and the poor could barely scrape together anything for their supper. So, in response to this, Bridget went up from the poor to speak to one of the richest landholders. And she said, "The harvest is grim this year, and the peasants desperately need your help." The landholder replied, "Well, Bridget, I'll think on it. But in truth, if the people would only work harder, then surely they could fend for themselves." So Bridget returned to her siblings. A few weeks passed, and of course, the situation only got worse. So Bridget again went up to the landholder and said, "Look, the peasants have absolutely no food. They've taken to the hills to eat shamrocks and grass. What will you, with all your wealth, do for them?" "Now, Bridget," said the landholder, "don't get pushy. I'm a busy man. Why is it that you're here talking to me when you should be talking to the peasants about how they can fend for themselves? I've no time for this. Now begone with you." So another week passed, and of course the situation at this point became very grave. Bridget again went to the landholder, this time in a rage, and she cried, "You've done nothing to help the poor, and now even the children are starving. I demand that you give some of your land to the poor." "Well, Bridget," said the landholder, "it couldn't possibly be that bad. You don't look to be so starved yourself, not lacking for warm clothes. 'Tis a fine wool coat you have on your back. You don't look like a girl who struggles. Let it not be said that I'm a stingy man, however. Here's what we will do. You will go out to the plain, choose any spot you like, and spread out your white cloak on the ground. And the plot that it covers, I will donate to the poor." "Tax-free?" asked Bridget. All right, tax-free, yes," said the landholder. "But don't ask for anything more." So that day, Bridget and three of her sisters went out to the very center of the fertile plain. Each took hold of a corner of the white cloak. Bridget said, "All right now, let's pull it taut." And they did so. "Now, take a step backwards." Each of them took a step back, one to the north, one to the south, to the east, and to the west. And as they did, the cloak expanded. "Keep walking," she cried, and as they did so, the cloak continued and continued to expand until it covered the whole expanse of the plain. That afternoon, as usual, the landholder went up to his tower to look out and survey his lands. At first glance, it looked as if a snow had fallen, but then he saw on the rocks above that they were bare of snow. "The cloak," he whispered in awe, now seeing Providence at work in the matter. When he saw Bridget striding up the walkway, he leaned out the window and cried, "Mercy, Bridget, I will keep my word. The whole of the plains belongs to the poor, and I'll throw in 100 bags of oat seed so that they may prosper by it." "Well, that's fine for tomorrow," said Bridget, "but what will you do today? They are hungry today." "For today," said the landholder. "Why, a feast for today, a feast for all." "What sort of a feast?" asked Bridget. "Why, a feast of stews and roast and compotes and potatoes and mashes and stuffings and jellies and cakes," replied the landholder. "And bags to take home the leftovers?" asked Bridget. "Why, of course, bags to take home," assured the landholder. "Very well then," said Bridget. "I will spread the word." And he responded, "Why, Bridget? I'm sure you will. And I don't mind saying that if you spread the word efficiently as you spread the cloak, not a soul will miss the feast." Thank you.